Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Kane! Kane, goddammit, Kane!
He's gone, Arthur.
Kane, you son!
He's gone. The gateway, he opened.
Shut up! Shut up! You...
Arthur!
You fucking... villain!
Villain?
After everything. After you tried to murder Oscar, and I forgave you. After lying to me about... everything! You!
Oh, fuck you, Arthur! You can't tell me you wouldn't have done the exact same thing.
What? I absolutely would not have! We're supposed to be friends! You...
Are we, though? These last few days, you've treated me like a fucking tagalong.
Oh, here we go again!
You can brush me off again, just like you did—
I didn't brush you off, you childish prick! I spoke to Noel for you! I brought you exactly what you claimed you didn't have in Oscar. So what the fuck are you even talking about?
I'm trapped! Just like Yellow was in Larson. Just like Noel was in the Dreamlands. You are my goddamn keeper, and I am sick of it! I'm through being beaten down after every choice I make.
Are you seriously trying to take the stance that trying to erase my memory was the fair and honest way
to— What I am saying is I am through being treated like a passenger. I can do more now. And I won't hesitate to.
What?
You heard me. And you saw me. I don't. I have more abilities now. I have more. options.
You. Projecting yourself like that. It took a lot from me. You know that. It rendered me useless. You can't.
Maybe I can. I'm not. I'm saying that maybe I deserve some fucking grace here, Arthur. I don't. Listen. I'm just saying. Don't act like you wouldn't have done the same thing. Arthur. You would have.
What do you want? You want the power. Okay, fine. You want to call the shots? Find the Blackstone? You're tired of being a passenger, you want to drive this body? Fine. Clearly you can now, in some manner.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying...
Oh, I hear exactly what you're saying. You're saying that I better forgive and forget that you tried to fuck with my brain. Because if I don't, you'll take control from me. And you believe that argument makes you what? More powerful? Did you not just say to Yellow that true weakness is believing your power makes you superior? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm all... seeing Yellow, feeling trapped. Watching Noel almost die, I don't know, Arthur. I'm so lost. I'm so confused. For eons, I ruled with no counter, no equal. My whims, my will, my entire existence catered to fulfilling my own desires. No boundaries in the slightest way. The idea of being stifled in the smallest way was never even a possibility, and though I don't remember that time, I don't remember that life, I can feel its influence. Like a deep-seated memory that refuses to reveal itself. I can feel it always, roiling beneath the surface. Killing Oscar felt so natural, so instinctual. It didn't even really dawn on me what was actually happening until you confronted me about it. It's so much easier to fall back on the instinctual parts of me. But I feel torn in two. I'm lost, Arthur. I don't know what to do, and I'm frustrated.
I don't know. But stop turning that frustration towards me. You want to command me? You want to take over this body?
No.
Do it or don't. But stop threatening me.
What am I supposed to say? After that... After Cain offered
you
me...
You say you fucked up, John. Jesus Christ.
I know.
It was an absolute betrayal of my trust. One I don't see a path back from right now.
I'm sorry.
I
Well, I'll tell you this. It was a very human thing to do. So I suppose if you're keeping tally, unforgivable as that was, at least it was a human fuck-up.
The deal with Kane.
In a moment. We need to get out of this rain. Where? What the fuck? What the fuck are we...
It's okay. It's all right. There's a stone windmill nearby. We're standing in a field. It's nighttime. A row of trees nearby can be seen, but I can't see much else. The windmill is only barely visible between flashes of lightning.
This way?
Yes. Left. Wait, wait. Yes, left.
Why wait?
Nothing. I thought. It's nothing.
You're sure?
Yes. The door is just ahead.
Well. Small blessings. Oh, it smells in here. Like, I don't know. Rot.
It's pitch black. Did you just search for a light switch?
Reflex, I suppose. Guess I'll need to rearrange some thinking. Jesus Christ. When? How are we...
Light first. I can't see anything in here.
Right. Everything is soaked through in the bag. Fuck!
The lighter?
Yeah, I can... I need to dry it out, maybe. I need to...
I can't see anything. What do you need?
I just need something to rub it against. A piece of wood or...
The floor is wood.
Right.
I didn't mean it. About taking control.
But you can project yourself now.
I know. But I...
It wasn't an empty threat.
I wouldn't do that without talking to you. Unless...
How did it feel?
It felt powerful.
There.
Yes. Okay. It's dim, but we're in a stone windmill. The floor is made out of thick wooden boards covered in what looks like dust. Above us, there's... Oh, Arthur, douse the light!
What?
There's something in the rafters, staring at us.
What?
I only saw its yellow eyes in the reflection of the light, but it was silently clinging to one of the wooden beams, staring at us.
It saw us.
It's been watching us the whole time. Say something to it.
Hello. We don't... I don't mean you any harm. I'm lost. I've gotten lost in the rain, in... Look. I just want a place to... A place from the rain that I can... I don't mean any...
What? What? Oh. What the fuck are you laughing for? Stop it!
It's an owl! It's an owl, John! It's a fucking owl!
An owl?
See?
I don't... Only its eyes are...
It's fine. It's fine. Look. Look. Given all we've been through. All we've experienced. Together. Given everything we've accomplished and survived. It's completely expected that you might be a little jumpy.
Uh.
We've weathered some truly horrific storms, John. Both of us. Together. And now...
And now
we're in the fucking 1200s, I suppose. Jesus Christ. Somewhere in England. I can scarcely believe it.
Given everything Kane has shown to be possible, I believe it.
That whirlwind of power. He killed all other versions of himself.
He is insane and has power unlike anything I believe I've ever seen.
This England, it may not even be... It may be a different one than I know of.
What do you mean?
He spoke of many different keys, remember? Different versions of...
Right.
Well, I know... Admittedly, very little history of England around this time. Nearly none, but even what I do know, it could be totally different. We may not be in our version of this date. Does that make any sense?
All that makes sense is that we have one job to do here. And then...
And then... Speculating and then will lead us nowhere.
You're right.
We have only the stick to think about. The things Kane could do. Will do.
So, the, Blackstone, then?
Yes. The Blackstone.
Well, at least he didn't give us a deadline.
Small graces.
But I hear what you're saying. This world could be very different than what we expect.
On every front. So, we eat the elephant.
One bite at a time. There's a torch on the wall. The central wooden pillar here.
Right, thanks.
There. There.
Okay. What do we see?
We're in a small, round room. There's a ladder that leads up, and another that leads down. Above, the beams support the structure up to a large wooden gear that seems just above a platform. It doesn't seem to be turning. The ladder down leads through an open hatch. On this level, there's a small, crudely made wooden cabinet, and a small table with a stool.
Let's check the cabinet.
To your right.
Look, we can't afford to be at odds here, John. Not anymore.
I know.
It is time to grow up, in every sense of the word. Do you get it?
It's not about growing up, Arthur. It's not that simple or straightforward. I need a moment to figure out what it is I am. What I truly desire to become.
I get that. I get that. And if you want to... Look, I'm here. If you need to.
I need to think. I'd like to take a moment and understand what these past few days have meant. Since coming back... from the dark world. It's only been a handful of days. I thought I was certain of what I wanted, but I realize now that I need time. There was so much I couldn't explain because you weren't able to know where I had come from. But now, with you knowing, perhaps...
Yes, yes, I understand.
Thank you.
Anything?
Some dried leaves. Some sort of what looks like rope. Oh, candles. Mostly burned to the nub.
We'll take them.
There are three of them.
At this point, anything helps. Cain said something about your time in the Dark World.
Yes, Arthur.
Look, when you're ready. I'm not going to push you into anything, but I need you to know. I would have forgiven you, John. Easily. Taking that deal from Cain. Clearly, it was the right call. I would have understood.
I realize that now. I've made mistakes. Such as thinking that could be anything more sinister than a fucking owl.
Hey, if it's any consolation, owls in the... Well, in this time period, were bad omens in their own right.
Were they?
Yes. They gained a sinister reputation because of their nocturnal persuasion. But truth be told, I've always quite liked them.
Sinister just because they were nocturnal.
In fact, they believed an owl's call was the foretelling of someone's death.
Given that we're alone, unsure of where we are, with little to no food, I'd agree and say that its presence is quite a bad omen.
Nonsense. Hello there. Hello. Hey. My name is Arthur. The voice in my head is John. What's your name?
Arthur.
You're a pretty thing, I bet. What does it look like?
It's brown. Yellow eyes.
Huh. A horned owl. Great horned. Do its ears peek out like little horns?
Arthur, I recognize your compulsion for needing to befriend every creature you meet. But in the flickering torchlight, the owl's shadow cuts a dark and foreboding aura amongst the rafters.
Well then, why don't we name you? Something safe. John, right? Something that feels comfortable.
Comfortable? What?
Alexander. Alexander the Owl. What say you, friend? Well, see? He likes it. Or she. I don't know how to tell the difference. Look, we have shelter from the storm. We can sleep on the floor if need be, right? So we have everything we need for tonight. Let's just worry about that, one moment at a time. If we start thinking about the wider view of things here, we're just going to get overwhelmed.
Well, we should make sure there are no other animals living here before sleeping.
Yes, of course. We'll poke around first. Above us, you said...
Yes, it opens up to a plateau of sorts. A wooden floor higher above, though I can't vouch for its stability from down here.
Right, right. And then there's down.
Yes. Which first?
Let's head down, probably.
All right.
We can search up after. And Alexander agrees with down, so...
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The ladder down is to your right. It's a crude wooden ladder. Some of the bark from the branches that were used to make the rungs still remains.
I think you'll find that quite common from now on. Ornate woodwork is a luxury, not necessary, or of interest for most people, especially in this age.
Careful. The ladder is old.
How far down?
A bit. 10 feet, maybe.
Right.
The rungs are bending under your weight.
Oh, there. Oh. Damn.
What?
The smell. I noticed it when we first entered. It's much stronger down here. It smells of... like... rot.
Perhaps they kept food down here.
Possible. What do you see?
We're in the dark, damp, medium-sized basement, I suppose, of this windmill. The walls are made of the same stone as above, a variety of cobblestones stacked upon themselves, layered to create a random pattern of sturdy rock.
Right.
In the center, connected to the upper floor, it seems there's a large stone wheel and a basin of sorts.
Right, for grinding whatever...
Yes,
yeah.
Only it doesn't seem to have been used in some time. There is a small amount of whatever wheat was left in the grindstone, but it's mostly gone. Is that what you're smelling?
No, I don't think so. It smells wetter.
Well, the light only just touches the walls of this round room. You'll need to move forward a bit. In the corner opposite us, beneath a large wooden floor above, there are a few crates. It looks like loose wheat was kept in them, but now is gone. And...
what?
There's something. In the wall.
What?
A crack. This way. Left.
Ooh. That's it. That's it.
The smell.
Yeah, it's coming from.
The wall here. It's cracked open. The jagged stonework is almost unzipped.
Broken?
No, no. It's as if the stonework was pulled apart.
By hand, chiseled?
No, I mean, it just... it wasn't built like this, or broken. It looks pulled apart, literally. As if the wall itself moved.
Okay.
Beyond, I can't see much of anything. But the torch is catching the light of something within. Glistening, almost.
Wait, it continues.
Yes. The torchlight is reflecting off the walls within. They look wet.
It smells earthy, but off, bitter and damp. Can we block it? Seal it in some way?
You could try to move the crates in front, but they're not very large and fairly empty. It wouldn't do much.
No, that's fair. Well, let's just not linger here, then.
Agreed. Though...
what?
Well, is this place safe to rest?
Let's just see if we can find something to block it, and then decide what we should do if we can't.
All right.
What else is down here? It's larger than upstairs.
Inarguably.
John?
Sorry.
What?
Just... the hole.
Yes?
There's something. I feel like I can see it from the corner of my eye. No matter where I look. Its presence fills the air down here. Standing as imposing as a monolith, and yet only a vertical jagged strike, like that of lightning. Both the top and bottom sew together again. Only the center widens, as if depicting a vertical mouth with jagged, broken stone teeth.
Yes,
Yes.
The crates. Over here, right?
Yes. Like I said, they are pieces of loose wheat, dry and forgotten, though the way it's spilled on the floor.
What about the way...
I don't know. It could be seen as if someone tried to make a... well, bedding. Or at least a comfortable place to sit.
Okay.
The way the crates are positioned, away from the wall.
Someone was here?
Yes, I'd say someone moved them.
Recently, you think?
No way to know. But I imagine whoever was here was not the windmill's owner. Someone like us, seeking shelter from whatever forces rage outside. In fact...
what?
I think... by your left shoe. There's something glistening in the stalks of wheat.
Here.
Yes.
Oh, what is... ow! Fuck!
What?
I pricked my finger on. This.
A brooch.
Oh, a brooch. Damn.
Your finger is bleeding.
We should have used our left hand.
Yes, well, I feel it's important for you to still feel like you have...
Control.
Yes.
You don't need to do that.
I want to. I know it's your body.
A brooch. That seems odd. What is it?
It's a long silver brooch with a pin in the back. It depicts two deer running from what looks like a lion.
Deer?
Perhaps gazelle. The lion is eating the one in the back, while the one in the front escapes. It doesn't have horns, the one in the front.
It's a fawn. A young one.
I think so. The lion is biting into the hind quarters of the elder. And behind the lion, a snake watches in a tree. It hisses angrily at the scene.
This doesn't... This seems far too valuable to be forgotten in a wheat pile. Additionally, it doesn't feel like it belongs here.
Well, I nearly missed it.
You really started to master your investigative ways, you know?
Thanks. New York was helpful. What?
No. Is the crack?
Perhaps there's a way to block it from the inside.
I don't think we want to go in.
No. But I have to admit, I'd feel better knowing where it went. It could just be a dead end, or an animal's hole.
Right. Look, it is just a passage. Probably created by the shifting of Earth.
Entering it? Well, it would put our mind at ease. Oh. Jesus!
Well...
He's landed on a rung of the ladder.
You're not very shy, are you?
Is he?
Most owls are fairly timid.
Look, all I'm considering is peace of mind. Revealing this small earthen crevasse to be a tree root that split the stone...
Or a downpour, having broken a part of the foundation.
Right.
It would make me sleep much, much easier, I do agree. Not that you couldn't keep an eye on it.
Mind you, there could be something upstairs to block the hole as well. And we do want to explore there.
Right. Yes. Okay.
I just want to know nothing is coming out of that we don't want to visit from.
Upstairs, then. If we find something to block it, there's our answer. If not...
Venturing in for peace of mind.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Back up the ladder, then. Alexander is on the rungs at the top.
Yeah, he'll move.
Careful now. The ladder is...
It supported us on the way down.
Yes, but... Arthur! Arthur!
Fuck! God damn it!
I told you!
Well, what fucking difference does telling me make? I can't climb any lighter. God damn!
You're bleeding?
Yes! How badly?
How bad? I can't see. You dropped the torch.
Is it still lit?
Yes.
Where is it?
To your left. There. Fuck, Arthur. A large splinter is protruding from between your third and fourth finger.
Fuck.
You need to pull it out.
Okay.
Your teeth.
Oh, fuck.
There. The blood is...
Is there any fabric around here? Something I can wrap it with?
No. Mind you, the robe is...
Oh, goddammit. Oh, fuck.
Is the ladder... In pieces.
10 feet, eh?
At least.
Fuck!
Your friend the owl sits perched upon an empty wall sconce on the opposite side of the room.
Not now, Alexander. This stupid rope. It's soaking wet. I'm being weighed down by it. By all of this stuff.
Our bag?
Yes. Where can I put the...
The torch?
Yeah.
Where?
Somewhere.
You can lean it against the center...
Here?
Yes, there.
There. Okay. Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna go through this bag. It's been too long and we're just...
Just what?
We're not home anymore. I'm not gonna be home. For a long time. If ever again. We need to be smart. Stop toting around some of this junk. Like this. What is this? It's paper. It's soaking wet.
Letters. One from Frank, the butcher, Anna.
They're ruined.
Completely. I can't read them. The ink is all run.
Toss them. Along with this money. And my wallet, I suppose.
We don't need that?
Not here. What are these? John. What am I... What's wrong?
No, nothing.
He's at the wall.
I feel like... I can... Like it's watching.
Focus. And we can get out of here.
Right.
What is this? What are these, keys?
Daniel's car. The Hotel Tudor. Marie's...
Right, don't need them.
No. Those are the books. The bestiary and the one with my symbol on it.
The bestiary? Didn't... Wasn't this from long ago?
Yes.
This era?
I think so.
This may be important. Very important. We'll keep both. Definitely this one for now, for sure.
Once we're out of here, we'll take a look at it.
Agreed. Oh, what is...
The tendril.
What is... I don't think we need that. Or two masks.
Keep the pallid mask. It allowed us to see the creature in the mines.
Sure.
Get rid of the Order's mask. Though you do have the robe and the ring and the medallion.
We'll keep the medallion in the ring, but not the robe. The Order may exist here. What is...
That's the Crystallizer of Dreams.
Right. The trader said that this allowed travel of items between worlds.
And views places far away in dreams.
Right, good to know.
Good to keep. And that is the glass of...
Leng. This let us see the bluffs in the Dreamlands.
Why did it?
I don't know. We don't know why it showed us that.
Should we use this again?
Yes. It can't hurt, can it?
It's an oddly shaped piece of glass.
Like ice, you said?
Yes, rounded in the corners. With an odd discoloration of blue and violet.
Let's hope it still works.
I see... darkness. Nothing, Arthur.
Damn.
I don't see... Wait.
What?
A flash of lightning. I do see. It's... a castle, Arthur.
What?
A large castle. Sitting against a pitch black night sky. I can barely make it out, but it's there. It sits next to a cliff, as if perched.
Reminds me of Addison.
That's it. That's all I can see.
Well, okay. We know something. Last time the glass showed us the way forward. How to get where we needed to be.
Maybe this will do the same.
Let's hope. Well, we're keeping this for sure.
This is the shaving tin. Inside are fishing hooks and... Well, you put a number of them...
Right. Still safe. It doesn't feel wet.
No, it's not.
I'll put the brooch in as well.
Okay.
All right. What else is... Oh. This is... Oh, damn.
Broken.
What is...
Larson's flute.
Oh, broken. Fuck. Useless now.
I'd imagine so.
Did you just hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Kane's dagger.
Frustratingly useful. We should put it on our belt, actually.
At least the robe kept most of the water off your suit.
It won't last long. I don't know what to do about this. There. Oh!
What?
My pockets. I have my lighter, and my handgun is still holstered. Oh. Fuck. Empty, though.
But you have another clip.
Right. Great. 7 shots.
Still.
You're not wrong.
Anything else in your pockets?
The Vanguard.
The Vanguard?
We asked it about Anastanzic the other day.
Didn't Kane say something about it? About giving it a mouth?
Kane said a lot of nonsense. But you're not wrong. We'll think on it. For now, I'll keep it in my pocket. And finally, what is...
What? Oh.
The letter from Oscar.
Right.
I forgot about it. I tucked it into my inside breast pocket before.
Yes. Do you want to...
No, not now. Okay, so... My lighter... Oscar's note, the Vanguard, Kane's dagger, and the gun are all on me.
So we're keeping the 2 books, the Pallid Mask, the Crystallizer of Dreams, the Glass of Lang, and the Fallen Star Medallion, and ring.
And then in the shaving tin...
Well, you have your shaving kit, fishing hooks, the coin, Daniel's ring, Marie's locket, and a picture of...
Thoreau.
Yes.
Well, that's... everything. A whole life. Everything we have to accomplish this goal with.
And 3 black candles.
What?
The 3 candles.
Right. Now, getting back up.
Arthur.
Don't tell me it's not possible.
I don't see a way.
There must be.
None that I can see, Arthur. Especially in your state.
So... We.
I think so.
The smell.
I don't know what.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
What does it sound like to you?
Whispers.
Yes. Or it could be a breeze.
A breeze.
It could be a way out.
It would have to be quite large in there.
Yes.
If it does go deeper, how do we plan on keeping sense of our direction?
Well, I'll keep one hand on the wall, like always, the other holding the torch.
Right. Hopefully there's nothing, no animals within that could mean to do us harm. In which case, if there are, what about the dagger?
Draw the dagger. But I'm already holding the torch with my other hand. That means I couldn't keep a hand on the wall. We could get lost.
But it also means if anything is in there, we have protection. I'd rather stumble around in the dark for a few moments longer than have something attack us while we were unarmed.
No, I wouldn't. The darkness, even with the torch, is pervasive. The torchlight will cast tricks on your eyes, John, and something about this feels...
corrupted.
Corrupted? No, you think that...
I don't know. I don't know what to think yet. And I hesitate to.
Because
that's our only way forward.
Right.
It lay before us. Again, the torchlight dances along something wet within. It almost seems like starlight.
The foul stench of rot is almost a companion now. Its rancid, earthy note seems sweeter somehow.
Sweeter?
So long, Alexander. I hope we meet again. Stay safe. Within. Oh, God.
The passage is tight. Tighter than it looked from the outside. The walls are slick with... I don't know.
It's thick. Oh.
The light is filling the space, but the dampness is dimming the torch. I don't know how long it...
What?
It's just fighting against the humidity. Keep going. The rock is black, almost burnt looking. Just keep going. Keep the torch out in front.
Oh, I can barely move here. What is this? What am I feeling?
I don't know. It's a thin, translucent, flesh-colored barrier.
What?
It's just before us. It looks almost like tissue, a membrane. I can see the cavern continue beyond. You just need to push through.
I can barely move.
Just break it.
With what? I can't reach the dagger.
Your fingertip, Arthur.
Oh, God.
Just see if you can't break it with your hand.
Oh, God.
It's stretching. Almost like skin. There are dark veins throughout it.
Jeez.
Stretching still.
Fucking Christ.
Use your fingernail to pierce it, Arthur. Once you've broken the skin... gotten a finger through, you can tear it like a seam. It's...
Guy.
Oh, it's... There's a black liquid coming from the seam, running down your hand. Keep putting your finger through.
I'm trying. What is... What's on me? My arm. Something.
There's nothing on your arm. Except for the black liquid. Keep going.
It's true. There's something. There is something. I can feel it.
Arthur, there isn't. Now drag your finger down. Split the membrane so we can pass through.
There is. There is, goddammit. I can feel something moving.
There.
Under the sleeve of my shirt.
Oh. Yes, keep going. Keep tearing it. Use your palm to push down. Tear it faster. There.
Fuck.
It's large enough to pass through. Let's move. Oh. I can smell the stench now. It's stronger in here.
John, there is something.
Hold still, let me see. I don't see them. Oh. They're all over you.
I can feel them all over my collar and my neck.
Oh. Turn around. Let me see them. Oh.
What?
The membrane. This side of it. It's covered in small black maggots. They're all over your hair and down your neck.
Fuck.
Are you okay? They seem harmless.
None of this seems harmless, John. Oh, seems wrong. Like an affront.
An affront to what?
What is this? Where are we?
The caves more resemble the membrane now. The walls are still black rock, but seem to have a fleshy hue to them. The maggots are everywhere, clinging to the walls, seemingly feasting on whatever liquid is being produced here.
We need to leave. We need to get out of here.
The path splits two ways, more or less. Right or left.
Okay, listen. Let me listen. Okay, we stay right.
Agreed.
I have my
hand on the wall, then.
Just
ignore the maggots.
Okay, I have my hand on the wall.
The floor is beginning to descend.
But the uneven surface makes it difficult to...
It's okay. Between the light and you tracking the wall with your hand, we're keeping sight of the... You're okay.
Yes.
It's continuing down, steeply.
I can feel that.
You may need to climb a bit here. Feel for the stones. There.
Okay. What? Where?
This way.
Oh, Jesus, this...
Large fissures open above and around us. Some are far too small to navigate. Others seemingly shrink down into nothing.
What is... This smell is...
Something just blew out the torch. We're in complete darkness.
Light it again.
We
light it again, right?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Something is... We're not alone.
What are you seeing? What are you...
Nothing. I see nothing. I hear... Nothing. There!
I hear it too.
What are we doing? What are we...
We need to move. We need to light the torch.
No light. It'll see us.
Okay. No torch. But draw the dagger. Keep my hand on the wall. Again. We'll navigate by sound and feel.
This way. I can hear it louder. Down this way. Listen!
What?
Listen! Rain!
A way out.
This way! Here, left! Yes. Right! Here!
I hear it! I see a flash of light!
Here! We're in a small area, small room almost.
What is...
Blue light comes from bolts of lightning.
Where's the light coming from?
I don't know, but... A small hole in the ceiling.
How small?
Far too small. Far too high for us.
But the rain is...
It's water falling through the ceiling, traveling from the ground above.
No. But we're close to the surface.
Arthur.
That has to mean something, right? That we're...
Arthur. There are bones on the floor of this room.
What?
Human bones. The maggots are feasting on them beneath our feet. There are chains on the walls.
Chains?
Arthur! Through the flickering light that comes from above, I can just make out the silhouette of a figure chained to the far wall. His arms are spread out on either side.
Alive?
Help me. Help me. Help me!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.